Kevin Touch, how you been? It's been a long time. I've been slowly catching back up on Anchor, and I was listening to your voicemail that you wanted to give a call in or whatever, so let me know whenever. I mean, I'm in California. I know you're in, New Jersey, so usually I'm available after 5 p.m. Most of the time, so hit me up, all right? Bye.
KT, hey, it's Maria. I haven't talked to you in so long. I'm glad I stopped by to listen to you for a little bit here. I know you haven't been posting here on Anchor as much as you used to, but it's good to hear your voice. And I'm so glad to hear how things are falling into place for you. I know you're putting out a lot of energy and you're helping a lot of people in a lot of different avenues. And I love it that you just said you don't feel stressed. Because that right there, my friend, is absolutely a sure sign that you're on the right path. And, you know, you're in a great position. We've talked about this before. You're a young guy. You have a lot of energy. And you have time right now. Take advantage of it. Help those people that you can. And I love it. Thank you so much for being out here. I'll talk to you soon. Bye. Well, you didn't know it was going to be that soon, did you? Hi, KT. It's Maria again. And I just kind of also wanted to respond to you. You were just saying you haven't been paying attention to the news that much. And that's okay. That's okay. Everybody does not need to be a political activist or whatever. Do what you can. A couple of weeks ago, I was going into the Kavanaugh stuff and sexual harassment a little bit on my show. But now I'm on to Halloween and spooky stuff. And KT, I'm so excited. I actually registered for this online company called Upwork. And they let people contract with different businesses to do work from home. One of the categories is, are you ready for it? Voiceover work. KT, I'm so excited. I registered with them and I've been submitting proposals for work. So help share my voice. Okay, so KT, yes, so I'm registered with Upwork. And I've also on my show, by the way, I've been reading some scary stuff into my show. And it's so funny because some people get freaked out because I can use my voice in kind of scary ways. And I'm starting to put it on YouTube and make little movies because I love Stephen King and stuff like that. And it's so interesting because it goes in with that whole idea of compassion for people that think and act differently and not judging people based on what they look like. So, just because I like horror doesn't mean I can't be a spiritual meditation teacher too. Anyway, I won't scare you. I won't turn on the spooky factor right now. Okay, bye.
What's going on, guys? KTV. So let's address some call-ins. Jason, thank you, buddy. We will do a show. We're going to try to catch up here because it's important to me. But we'll try to do that probably next month. I'll try. I'm going to try to make time busy myself. And number two, the most important thing is, Maria, thank you for those call-ins. Yes, everything is falling into place. My belief is it's falling into place, but I can't be really excited. Like, oh yeah, nothing can go wrong. Because that's not my belief system. My belief system is, if you do what you do, you make it happen every day, and just stay status quo, try to be... Take the wins as wins and losses as losses. Just, you don't need to take the wins as like, oh, let's make it a blowout and a loss is like it's the end of the world. You can just take the wins and wins and losses. It's good. It's just, you know, there's no, I'm never going to have 100% positive days or 100% negative days. It's just whatever it throws at me, I accomplish. And I take with a grain of salt sometimes and just be like, all right, this is what it's given. It is what it is. Let's get it. But yeah, I am young. I'm very, you know, energetic. I'm not somebody who likes to look at the world in the grand scheme. And yeah, stress-free. I think people are going to, oh, when you get older, you're going to get stressed. And you know, I know I will. But if I continue to do the time management and my management of skills right now, I'm not going to experience a lot, especially in my 20s. Maybe down the road, yeah, of course it happens. But if I can keep it like this and not, I mean, I care about world events, but not care about so much where it's like, oh, I got a comment on everything, or I'd be a Twitter troll or something. It doesn't work like that for me. I'm all about being humble, and that's the only way about it. So thanks for those call-ins, guys. Appreciate your responses.